check.
I love your, do you just have friends come over when you all are doing? Do you just have friends come over when you're doing just the random talks? And
yeah, they're like people that I rock with, okay, that I know. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
You know, and then it's like, it's more fun doing that. You know, I still like doing interviews, of course. But, you know, I love having just like regular conversations with people and just having their perspective on certain situations in the culture.
Right.
You know, because I see certain things and I be like, hold up, man. Let me call such and such over here. I call it, I already had like a line of topics I want to speak about, and I'd be like, who is best
for these topics this week?
What's going on in the news? And then, so it's just another way to just always create, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people don't know, it's a lot goes into, like, when you're always doing interviews, you got to get in touch with managers, artists, you got to, like, schedule. They might got to reschedule. It'd be a lot, you know what I'm saying? Versus me just calling like somebody I rock with, like, hey, pull up, man. Let's knock one out.
When you're working on other people's schedules and times, it has to align with yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So either way it go, you know, as long as I'm creating, I'm in a happy place.
Yeah.
You know, so it works either way.
That's the thing, being in a happy place, because I've been creating so much more, Rico, since I resigned. I didn't have time.
Are you like intentionally trying to hide from the camera?
No. Because I need to turn this way. So I need to look at you through here versus here.
Yeah, you ain't got to look in the camera. But yeah.
You want me to glance at it every once in a while.
I mean, don't even look at the camera, but like face that way towards the camera though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there you go.
That's good.
Unless you just want to be like an anonymous person on the show.
No, honey.
They're going to be like, who is that?
They need to get used to the smile, the hair, and the forgiving.
Yeah, for real. Hey, man, let's go ahead and start this show,
man. Let's go.
Hey, man. Welcome. To a brand new episode of the biggest podcast in the world, Check Runners Podcast, baby.
Check Runners.
I am your favorite cousin at the cookout, Rico Ramirez. And if you can't tell by now, I'm countryer than a bowl of grits. And I love it, man.
That's what's up.
I got the homie in the building, man. I mean, she out here putting in work for the kingdom, as she should, you know, building up those blocks.
That's what it's all about.
You know, I introduce you to the one, the only, God's princess.
In the building. I'm checked in with Check Runners. Let's go, baby.
How you end up landing on that name when you was in that process?
God's Princess?
Yeah.
Actually, Rico, I switched over from secular radio into gospel radio. And Ryan Cameron gave me my very first radio name, which was Lil Bit.
Okay.
And after a bout with cancer and having to leave ATL, move back to my hometown, I got back into radio. And I changed my name to Stephanie Bizarre.
Okay.
Because bizarre means strikingly odd and unconventional. And we know that we're a peculiar people, a royal nation. You know what I'm saying? His own. Yeah, you know the scripture. But anyway.
What's the scripture?
1 Peter 2:9.
What is it?
That we are peculiar people, a royal nation, his own special people who may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Let's go.
Yeah, I want, because when it comes to that word, I always make sure you break it down, because we can't never assume that everybody
knows. Because I know the word and I know that we are a peculiar people, that's why I chose Bizarre, but also because my last name begins with B.
Right.
And so it was a guy named Lou Leary who was like, that's too long. So I cut it down to Stephanie B.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So once I transitioned to gospel radio, I prayed and I asked God, what should my radio name be? And I got my princess. And I was like, God's princess? Lord, I don't know about that. Because Jesus was the prince. Right. And he is perfect. And I am not perfect.
Right.
However, Rico, what I learned is that was my Heavenly Father IDing me to let me know who I am to him. And so that I tell people all the time, God's Princess is not just my radio name. That's what my daddy calls me.
Okay. Okay. So you are a DJ?
Yes.
What station?
Well, I'm in Albany right now on today's R&B, old school, classic soul, and southern soul.
Okay.
I've done all types of music since I've been in radio.
What's your favorite R&B era?
It would have to be the 90s. Like Belle Biv DeVoe, TLC, SWV, Escape, Black. You know, yeah, some of those. I named all female groups.
Nah, that Black. Black, yeah, you did they name really all female groups. But they were like,
Master P.
Like dope female groups, though. So I'm going to let you rock with that.
Appreciate it.
You did not miss, not one time. You know, and when I think of 90s, I always go to my Jodeci bag.
Yes, H-Town.
Yeah, Jodeci always going to be my number one.
Really?
That pop up in my head. Yeah,
because over Silk?
Over Silk. Yeah, I'd say Jodeci over Silk any day. Don't get me wrong, Silk, like, came through and, like, really put it down.
They made a name for themselves,
Now, Silk got some classics now.
They do Lose Control, baby.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, just, like, tit for tat, verse for verse, song for song, I got to go with Jodeci over Silk.
Because, you know, KC with putting that soul in there like that, you know, I don't really think we got that from Silk in that regard, that passion.
Then just Jodeci, like, I feel like the only people to probably be able to go in a versus with Jodeci would probably be Boyz II Men.
That would be the perfect setup right there. Yeah. I would love to see that.
Nah, for real. Hey, y'all need to set that
make that happen, okay?
Y'all need to set that up, man. That'll be
a battle, for real.
Could Jodeci come in and see what... Give me a first song Jodeci can come in with.
Oh, gosh. Forever My Lady. Yes.
All right. They come in Forever My Lady. Where both Boyz II Men going to sing or versus that?
Dang, the first one that came to my mind was Mama.
Mama. Boyz II Men might lose. if Mama anywhere on their playlist.
And that's the first one came to my mind.
If Mama anywhere on Boyz II Men's set list when they going against Jodeci, they going to lose.
You right. That's too family oriented. We need some, you know, some love.
I think Dying on Bended Knee will be a good one.
Yeah.
Then Jodeci can come back and do Fiending.
Ooh. That was a good one.
And Boyz II Men can hit them with that I Make Love to You.
Yeah. Ooh, you know who we forgot about?
Who?
But they were pre-90s though.
Ooh.
New Edition. Cause I thought about that Can't Stand the Rain.
See, man.
But that's what they came out in the 80s, so they really don't count.
Hard for me to name a group that could even do a versus with New Edition.
You think that they're the OGs like that?
Yeah. Because you got to think, like, New Edition started in the early 80s, dude. Right. People still had Jerry Curls. They came to the 90s and the 2000s.
Yeah.
So, they still were putting out hits in the 2000s.
You right. Now, they got a legacy going on. So,
You know what I'm saying?
They're like the grandfathers of it all.
Yeah. So, it's hard for me to put somebody up against them.
Yeah.
So, how long has it been since you gave your life to God, and what made you give your life to God? Like, break it all the way down for me.
Okay, well, that's a great question, because in my song Forgiven, the remix, I talk about Lafita Bell and an experience I had in the restroom on my job. I got saved for real.
Lafita Bell. What that?
That's her name.
Who was that?
She was a coworker of mine when I worked at Nova Information Systems when I lived up here.
Okay.
And we were in the restroom one day, and she asked me, she said, "Stephanie, are you saved?" And I was like, "I've been baptized." And she was like, "Ooh, baby, you're not saved." And I was like, "I'm not. I could always see Jesus on the cross at Easter time. What do you mean?" And so I, you know, now that I know about salvation, that should have been a hard yes.
Mm.
But it was, "I've been baptized." So I wasn't certain. But I'm glad, Rico, that Lafita was on her post, knowing that outside of the four walls of the church, we have the right to be ambassadors on his behalf. You know what I mean? And so, because it was like a little bit after that, I found out that I had cancer. So I got saved, what I thought, at 12 or 13, but I only did it because all that school year, my father was like, you need to get baptized. You need to get baptized. So I can't tell you that I knew what I was doing at the tender age of 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. But what I know now is there has to be a heart connection with the words. You got to know what you're saying. And so I knew at 23 in that bathroom, restroom with Lafita Bell, what I was doing and what I was committing to. And I was being saved.
Mm. What you feel? Congratulations on beating cancer, too.
This will be my 22nd year. August the 8th. Church. Yes, TGBTG.
I'm going to clap it up for that.
God did it. Yeah. God did it.
God did.
Yeah. TGBTG.
So where you feel like God taking you right now in your journey?
Ooh, another great question. Because there's so many avenues that I see myself going to and through. And it all starts with me resigning from my job as an educator.
Mm.
Man, let me tell you something. When I got that download in 2021 to look up the number 20, and at 20 I could resign, I was like, wait, how am I gonna pay my bills? You see what I'm saying?
Yo.
So I'm taking a leap of faith, and it's like it's actually like 21 years that I have been able to sow into children and serve children. It's now my time to pursue my dreams, okay? But, you know, these 21 years, I can say, have been pivotal. I felt like I was in jail because I didn't want to be a teacher. I mean, I went to college for mass comm. Shout out to Georgia Southern. Go Eagles.
Oh, so you just retired from being a teacher?
Yeah. Okay. And so really we have to have 30 years to retire. And I resigned at 21 years. But this is the thing. God gave me 22 times.
Mm.
Yeah. Because he's just so phenomenal like that. Because I didn't have the faith to take him at his word and leave at 20. So when he showed me the number 20, I looked it up, and that's another number of completion, just like the number 7. And 7 is my favorite number. And then he had me to call TRS, which is Teacher Retirement System of Georgia, to see how many years of service I had in. And I had 19 years in, and the lady told me that February 19th, 2022 would be my 20th year. So I could have ended my career as an educator at the end of the 2021-2022 school year.
Yeah.
But I didn't have the faith to do it. So this is how he gave me 20 twice to give me a chance to line my wheel up with his wheel.
Yeah.
This year, the 2023 year, closed out my 20th year as a classroom teacher. I was a para before I became a teacher. And so that time went in as time of service too. So that's why I'm saying, see how he gave me 20 twice?
A para? What's a para?
A teacher's aide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like an assistant to the teacher, I was a para for like a year, and that was time that went in towards my years of service. So he knew I didn't have the faith at the end of the 2022 school year. So I started the 2022-2023 school year frustrated. I've battled depression because I'm like, Lord, I know you said da 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 ba ba ba, but he was actually waiting on me.
Mm.
So sometimes the delay that we experience could be us and not him. But it was when I had COVID, Rico, that the Lord chastised me. I got a little spanking.
What you mean?
I was shut up in that room, and I think that was a time to sit me down so he could have a come to Jesus meeting with me. And he let me know that I had allowed the school system that I worked for to become my source and him my resource.
Mm.
Because he gave me a direction in 2021 to leave. My faith wasn't lining up with what he said. And it was because of the finances. How am I going to pay my bills, Lord? I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So I said that to say I've taken this leap of faith, still not having a job yet after that last check coming in August, but I know Jehovah Jireh is my provider, and I know what he told me to do. So I gave him my yes on March the 28th, and I've had peace ever since.
Mm.
Yes, it feels good not being a teacher. I feel so free. Whew. So I've been pursuing music up here, you know, traveling a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, and at the end of the day, people don't know how far faith will really take you, because we often know a lot of people, you know, they're aware of the verse, faith of a mustard seed. But when it comes time to put it to the test, that's when it ends up going in a whole different direction.
Because you have to apply it.
Because, yeah, now you got to apply it.
Yeah.
Faith of a mustard seed. And then it's like, any type of pressure will push the average person like, oh, nah, I ain't.
Right.
Like, and then God can be leading you in a direction where he want to make all your dreams come true and do all the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
But you won't even trust him for a month, 2 months, 6 months.
Right.
To let him show you that he got you and he going to hold you up on his right hand.
That's right.
You know, we be quick to, I got to pay these bills. And not knowing once we start putting him first, yes, and start going towards our destiny, he going to provide for us.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I like this episode. You like the first, are you the first gospel rapper? You the first gospel rapper I interviewed.
Really?
Yep.
Another first of many for me.
Yeah, you the first gospel rapper I interviewed. I interviewed preachers. Yep, you mm-hmm. first gospel rapper.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm glad we can have these type of conversations, because I just put out a clip not too long ago talking about how it is being a Christian in the entertainment industry.
Mm.
You know, when like, because a lot of people may not know, but it's a lot of demonic forces in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But it's one of those situations where you can be in the world and not of the world.
Come on.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's it. I've been telling people that, because I've had some to ask me, how do you do it as far as going into, especially now, but I'll be honest with you, in 2021, Rico, was a year where God was just speaking. I mean, he's always speaking to me, but he was getting me ready for now. You see what I'm saying? It was the beginning of the, maybe I was in my chrysalis like a butterfly, and him molding and shaping me, and we spending time together in the chrysalis. But I heard the Holy Spirit say, be your authentic self. And so I'm going to go to how we're in the world but not of the world. So the first thing I told God, I said, well, Lord, I'm going to be my authentic self. I'm going to get me some more tattoos, because right. I don't see nothing wrong with that. And I did, you know. But what I got from that is, be who you are. I like to dance. I like live music. Being saved, at one point in time in my mind before this conversation with God in 2021, I felt bound.
Right.
But when he told me to be my authentic self, I felt free.
Why you felt bound? Because you felt like you was trying to live your life according to what people expected you
exactly,
to be.
Exactly. Mm. And then certain things that you're, you know, taught that, you know, you got to not look like the world, you know. And so it's just a thing of, how do you assimilate with them without joining in with what they're doing? So I'll say this right here. As he has said that to me, and I'm coming into the secular environments, I had to be in that classroom for 20 years so God could deal with some of my worldly, fleshly appetites before he could release and trust me back into the world again.
Right.
Because some of the things that I have experienced and done or whatever, I actually could see myself ending up like a Whitney Houston or something like that.
Right.
So those 20 years of being locked up, like I said, that's how I felt being a teacher. They were so God could deal with me. You see what I'm saying? And so I was hidden for a while, and now it's my time to be seen. I've done little things. So I said that to say, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. I know that I am trusted now to go back into these environments, and I know my boundaries as being a believer,
right,
and being saved. What I can't do, somebody else probably can do with their salvation. I don't know, because we're all in a different process.
Right.
Because salvation is a process. But I'm grateful that I can be trusted now.
Nah, you right. And that's true. Because, like, I used to smoke weed.
Me too.
Hell, I used to smoke weed. Then I know other Christians that smoke weed.
No.
And God be pouring into their life. But when I smoke weed, it's like God be like, oh, hold up. Nah.
Come on, player. Let me get that.
As long as you get high, right. I'm not going to do what I said I'm going to do for you.
That's the same thing he told me.
And then, so every time I start, so when I start smoking,
yeah,
that's when he said, like, all right, that's what I thought. So I used to be like, years ago, I used to be like, God, how come they can do this and I can't do this?
Yeah.
So I had to, you know, it's one.
Much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
The weight of responsibility that you got may not be the same as theirs.
Right.
Doesn't mean that you or nor I are any better than. However, the avenues that he needs to get us into, we can't deal with that. And that's just what it is. Because,
yeah,
like you said, the demonic forces that are all in the entertainment industry, will we actually be the light in the dark place?
Right.
Because we're called to be salt and light in the earth, and everywhere we go, we're to season people or bring the light with us. So, you know, we do assimilate to a degree. It's like being a secret agent. Mm. Being saved, y'all, come on. If you're not saved, man, it's like being a secret agent. God takes your natural gifts and talents and transitions you from the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of light. So you change kingdoms, you change gods. And so then we become an ambassador. The Bible says that we're a representative and we're to represent Christ, because everybody ain't going to go to church. Mm. So you got to have the marketplace ministers.
Yeah, because and then like just because you in church, that don't really make you better than nobody, you know.
Yeah, because I'm not in church right now.
It's good to go to church. Like,
yeah, it's spiritual school. I believe in church now.
Because, you know, it's a certain anointing on you, get on you. Like,
for sure, when you sit up on a good leader.
Like, you still can be anointed.
Yeah.
But it's more you get the anointed spirit,
yes,
within you when you in the church, you yeah. know, because you learning yes. more and you... You your soul being fed, you know,
yeah.
you know. So it's like you don't never go to church like for the people. You go to church for, you know, for what the Holy Spirit
yeah.
can, you know, instill inside you,
right?
Because He probably can put something inside of you, inside of your spirit, inside of your heart at a church that He necessarily can't put in your home.
That's right. Now, some people need that yeah. grooming. And I grew up in church, traditional, and then transitioned after, you know, moving back home and going through chemotherapy and moving to Albany to an apostolic prophetic church, which believes in the fivefold ministry: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher.
Right.
And speaking in tongues and laying on the hands. Now, you ain't running around the house. I mean, all around the church, and there's no order. Now, it's very orderly.
Right.
And I can say my 10 years there, the deposits that I received or why I have the boundaries that I have now. But those boundaries still took some falls with my saved self.
Yeah.
And that's what some people have to know. But, you know, that deposit of that word, I'm living out the fruit of the mind renewal in areas.
Mm.
So that's why church is very important, you know, for that mind renewal. Like you were saying, you got to have somebody pouring into you, because at home you might not be able to process it like that. But when you get somebody who's, you know, a little bit more seasoned and can make that deposit, then it does help illuminate the mind in certain areas that God, you know, wants to ultimately deal with to free us.
Why you don't go to that church no more?
Well, Rico, you are an awesome interview. Let me get some. You get into the good. Because of people to a regard, and God, one thing that He's been dealing with me all my life is being free from people. However, I've been bullied in church. I've seen nepotism and favoritism in church. I have been publicly humiliated in church. I mean, I deal with that in the world. And so for me, going to church should be a time of getting a release from that. I've seen jealousy and envy in church, because people can see the anointing on your life more than you can see the anointing. And they be jealous. We're not supposed to covet. So why are you coveting my gifts? Because God gave you yours. And then we're supposed to remember that we're men and members but one body. Rico, you could be the eye, and then I be the arm. Mm. It don't mean that the eye is better than the arm. We need each other.
Right.
And we say that's what we stand on. But then you got people who coveting your gifts. Come on, you know.
Mm.
And that's what I experienced in African-American church. I've gone, and I sat 6 years in a Caucasian ministry, Sherwood. And I just took that time to heal. So church hurt is real. But I do believe in going to church. And I said I would never give another black church a chance. But I did. That's why we should never say never. And I experienced the same thing. So I said, you know, and then I have some people like, oh, you're not supposed to forsake the assembly of the brethren. Well, we're assembled right now. Well, two or more gathered in His name, He's in the midst.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But again, I do believe in going to church. I just feel like, you know, the Lord has let me know He's my covering, so I'm good. And I still pay my tithes because I believe in that, you know. And I figure maybe when I get a husband, we can try church again.
Right.
Yeah. Because then maybe they won't be coming at me like that. But then they might be coming at me through my husband.
I mean, sometimes you got to take a break from church, though, because... Like, shoot, I seen times I took like a three-year break from church.
Really?
But I still had a strong relationship with God.
Yeah, that has not failed, that right there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so glad that I have my own personal relationship with him. And the last church that I gave a chance to, I took it before him because I don't make decisions on my own. I always pray. I believe in that, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. I believe in that. And so I've always prayed and asked him about a release, whether it was from a job, whether it was from church, and I always waited. But that last church that I gave a chance to after I said I wouldn't join another black church, he left it up to me.
You think it's a black church thing or just those churches you went to?
Well, it's hard to answer that because I only experienced it in black church. Now, when I was at that Caucasian church, this is what happened there. But I'm going to tell you something. They took care of it, okay? I was sitting there looking up a scripture for Kingdom Explosion. I had gotten a download or something. Mm-hmm. And I pulled up my phone and went to Bible Gateway. And this Caucasian gentleman, older guy, he was like, put away your phone. And I'm thinking to myself, everybody got their tablet and everything else. You know, we digital around this age. Everybody don't got a hardback Bible no more. So it hurt my feelings. And I got up and I went to the foyer and I texted my boss because my boss at the radio station, the program director, we went to the same church. I texted him and I told him what happened. And I shed a few tears because my heart was broken because I ain't do nothing. I was looking up a scripture. You see what I'm saying? But anyway. So the next Sunday, Rico, when I got there, that man found me and apologized.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I don't know how. Now, I was telling this story to someone, and they were like, don't you think they have cameras in that church?
Mm.
And maybe they pulled those cameras and found where you were sitting. Either way.
Are all these churches down in your city?
But that was a great experience right there, you know what I'm saying, to know that how things, I'm going to answer your question, but to see how things got handled differently. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, whether it was brought to their attention or whether the Holy Spirit convicted him, he still made it right.
Right.
Whereas in the other two arenas, it wasn't none of that. You see what I'm saying? Not genuine. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, they're in the area that I live in.
Okay. Yeah. It probably just, I don't think it probably was a black church thing. It probably just those churches. And they just so happen to be black.
Like that. Same. Yeah. And that's could be the case. You know, it could be. However, it is what it is and it happened. And so that second one, the Holy Spirit gave me the option to choose to stay or not. Because I knew it was a test and I chose to opt out. But what that showed me is I've gotten to a place in God where, yes, I'm going to still take something to his feet. And I believe I'm walking in sonship. Because that should be the goal for every believer, is to become a son of God, a mature believer. Mm. It has nothing to do with gender. And then we have those paters, like what you were talking about, that pour, you know, into us. But when you're a nepios or a babe in Christ, there are stages to spiritual growth and development. Just like we grow as from infants to adults. It's just like that in salvation. You get saved, you are a babe. Then you go to your toddler stage. I can't remember all of them, but those are real things. I used to talk about this type of stuff on Kingdom Explosion, my gospel show that I had. So I'm telling you a real thing. So you can't expect to just your mind be renewed overnight. That's not salvation.
Nah. Don't nothing happen overnight.
No.
But having
it's a marathon.
But don't nothing happen overnight but getting somebody pregnant.
You got a valid point.
That's the only thing that happened overnight.
You need to be home at midnight. See, you got to have a boundary. If you need to be home at midnight, because technically that's the next day.
Right. You got kids?
No.
Oh, you got it going on.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I got a 20-year-old daughter.
What?
And I got a 15-year-old son.
Wow, congratulations. You look great to be a dad.
Well, thank you.
What?
Like it's stressful. Okay, I think what I meant is maybe to be a father of two.
Man, it's okay to say I'm old, man.
No, you're not. Because I'm probably older than you.
Basically, you're saying like, damn, nigga, you got...
No, I'm not. That came off wrong.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
I'm just saying you look great.
Thank you.
I would not think that you were dad.
I would take the compliment. Yeah. I would take the compliment. Yeah, definitely got it.
But I know your children get poured into all the time.
Yeah.
Because you be doing the doggone thing. I see you on Instagram. It's stuff like that. It's my boy. That's why I had to come and sit with him.
Oh yeah, like I just let God use me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care if I make a post that inspires somebody, it don't get number 4 likes, mm-hmm. 4 views.
Woo.
I just, long as I plant the seed inside of those 4 viewers' brain, my job is done.
That's right. Can I tell you something? Give me a high five. What's up? When I tell you this, it's about to blow your mind.
What?
How about God dealt with me with that?
What you mean?
In 2021.
What you mean?
Because, you know, the work that we put in, you know, we get these downloads. And a lot of times, you know, when I was facing depression from the time he spoke to me about leaving till I decided to leave, the words that I would release to people for encouragement were for me first.
Mm.
So in 2021, he impressed upon me, Stephanie, I'm going to honor your grind.
Mm.
And so what he told me was, I don't care if you get one like or one view. That's the only person that you were supposed to reach, because I'll leave the 99 for one.
Mm.
Just like that. And I was like, oh, it was just how he said, I'll leave the 99 for one. You know, and for me, I wanted him to know it dealt with my ego. However, I was like, well, God, it's not even just about the number. It's about the work that I put in to put this out. And I felt underappreciated. I felt like people didn't want what I had to give. And I'm only giving them what he's giving me to keep me encouraged. But I can keep it to myself. But he wouldn't let me do it.
Mm.
So he said, I will honor your grind. So this thing really is about consistency, because we have to remember that faith without works is dead. And so we got to put our faith to action to show him what we really want. So right. I would have a stop and go kind of thing. So you just blessed me with what you said, because he dealt with me with that.
Because
you've come to that place of whether it's 4 likes, 4 views. That's all you're supposed to reach. That's what he told me. And that's what it's about. And I'm coming to, you know, be okay with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
thank you.
Like,
that was good.
Like, yeah, we get a lot of time people get caught up in too much into numbers.
Yeah,
like, man, just rock.
I got caught up in that.
Just create.
Yeah,
and just let it do what it do. You know, because your audience will find you over time.
Over time.
You know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad we had this conversation, though.
Yeah, for real.
You got anything you want to bless the people with before we get up out of here?
Well, I just want to, you know, encourage everybody to pursue your dream and trust the process. No matter how long it takes, you probably can't figure out my age, because I always get that I don't look as old as I am. But I am 46 years old and pursuing the dream that I had pre-cancer. However, I'm a different person because I'm forgiven. You see what I'm saying? I'm a different person now than I was then. So I can appreciate the journey, and I'm learning to appreciate the journey. So that's another nugget that I would leave you with. Appreciate the journey. It can be challenging, can be taxing, because there's adversity out there. You know what I'm saying? It's those things that can get your ego, can get to you mentally, emotionally, but you got to still forge on, you know what I'm saying? And trust God through the process. But don't forget, I'm also a rapper. Didn't really talk about it, but I have an EP out there called Full Circle, and God named that. Okay, and I have been experiencing full circle moments, and I'm not quite sure when this is going to air, but Rico, guess what? I did an audition in 2021. I'm telling y'all, 2021 was that year, and I'm actually going to be on Tubi. It's called The GOAT Empowerment Competition. Yes, Dr. Diana Watley.
Congratulations.
Thank
man.
You. That was October 2021. And she just got the word, like, the day before she called me, that Tubi picked it up. And so we're pushing out marketing really fast in conjunction with her.
Right.
So people can know. So just be looking out on Monday, July the 10th on Tubi for the GOAT Empowerment Competition. It's the first of its kind, a competition for motivational speakers. So, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll probably do another one. You should be on the lookout for it. It was a dope experience.
Oh, and this what is like? How many episodes it got?
Well, I know I made it through 2 rounds, so I'm gonna think it's gonna have at least 5.
Okay.
At least 5. That's what I would think.
Great. That's
between
dope.
3 to 5. Yeah. So it was challenging, but yeah. Anyway, that's so look, and that's happened since I've resigned. It's just like, blessings have come, you know what I'm saying, to let me know that I'm on track and that he's got me. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, of course, because I always like to express every now and then how, like, it's a waste of energy to look at what somebody else like, what's going on in somebody else's life, or to be a hater.
Yeah.
Because you just stay down with God and stay down to what you doing. He gonna put that same grace on your life. He got that same grace is on your life.
Yes.
You know, it just, yeah, we just gotta be our timing.
Patient with the process.
Yeah, we gotta stop looking at what's going on over there.
Yeah, and, you gotta stay tunnel vision.
And worry about what's going on over
in your lane. Stay in your lane, because when you worry about the next man, then you're comparing yourself. And we're not supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on my timetable. These are things that didn't happen yesterday. They happened like 2 years ago. They're manifesting now. I don't know what else could possibly manifest, but I'm open and I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying?
Just because, like, God made somebody else a millionaire at 22, he still gonna make you a millionaire. He probably gonna make you a millionaire at 42 or 52, but you still gonna be a millionaire. You still getting the same results.
I receive it. You just fucking word over my life. I'm catching it.
So, like, you getting the same results. It's just the timing was different.
That's all. You know, and people just got to learn that he's not a respecter of persons. What he does for you, he'll do for me, he'll do for Rico, but in his own time for us and according to our process on where we are with him and being obedient, okay? Because obedience is better than sacrifice. Sometimes we got to sacrifice a whole lot, you know what I'm saying? And just be obedient, because this flesh don't want to give up some of that stuff. Shoot, I was wrestling with God like this right here with that weed. But he won.
Oh, that weed had you like that?
Man, I thought I would smoke for the rest of my life, but I'm going to tell you something.
I thought that too.
He let me taste success. I can't really tell you what it tastes like, and it's like he showed me a glimpse of something. And he let me know, you can't do that and have that. And baby, ever since then, I ain't had no taste for it. I don't want it. I don't want to trade. I want what he showed me. Yeah. I want what I tasted, because it was so real to me. You know what I'm saying? And so it got that.
That's dope, man. Yeah. That's dope, man. I appreciate you for coming by here.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, man. Big salute to everybody over there listening on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, everybody watching on YouTube, man. Big salute to y'all. Without y'all, there would be no us. And always remember, when you do what you do, do it like you're doing it for TV. And we gone. Yeet. Hey. Check, check, check. Runners.